Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina, and you are listening to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. Today is a special day. It is Noah's birthday, and we want to wish him a happy birthday. We're still continuing on with our summer break series, and he's helped me get all this together and do all the work behind the scenes, and that is really a blessing to me. But we're bringing a series. We preached this, taught this a couple years ago in 2015 on the subject of your liberty, your health, and the Bible. And the Bible does have a great deal to say about what health is. This week we're dealing with the subject of sunshine, and so we're still in August and still have some sunshine going on. So I hope you enjoy it.
We do want to say welcome to all our listeners, those who listen in right here on AM 1450 WATA out of Boone, North Carolina. Our Saturday listeners on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia. And also those on KPGT on 89.1 FM, The Truth, out of Watertown, South Dakota.
It is good to have each and every one of you listening in today. We hope you're having a good day. And I'm going to start just a little bit different than I have been. I have been, we're looking at a subject, and we'll probably go through the month of April with this, but we've been talking about your liberty, your health, and the Bible. And we've just simply said, if you lose your health, you will lose your liberty. And we're going to go directly to the Bible today, Luke chapter number 8. I'm going to read just a couple of verses over there, Luke chapter 8, verse number 43. The Bible said, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched." And that means that her health problem that she had, it immediately went away. The issue of blood dried up. Many of you may recognize this story from the New Testament concerning the lady that had an issue of blood. She touched the garment of Jesus Christ and she was immediately healed. But we want to begin today by just asking the question, how important is your health? Think about that just a little bit. How important is your health? Most of the time, we do not think much about our health until we lose it, or it begins to deteriorate, or we have some problem come up. And then all of a sudden, what we were not concerned about very much last week, when we get something wrong with us, we should be very concerned about it. But as I study the Bible, I find in the Bible there are many, many people that had health problems. The Bible has a great deal to say about this. Here is a woman in the Bible, and we really don't know anything about her as far as very many details. The Bible does not say if she was a wife, if she was a mother, a grandmother, if she was a lady that one time had means. You know, we don't know if she's rich. We don't know if she was poor. We don't know if she's a young person or an old person. We don't know anything about her character, morally speaking. But here in Luke chapter number 8, all we know about this lady is that she had been sick for 12 years, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years. We know about this woman that she was what I would call doctor dependent. It said, which had spent all her living upon physicians. Physicians, not just the doctor, but with a S on the end, physicians. She had been to every specialist there was. She had been to every doctor that there was. She was dependent upon that. She was broke. The Bible says she had spent all her living. Now, some things do not change with time. You can still be sick for years and years and years. you can go to the doctor every week or multiple times a week, and you can still spend all that you have on physicians and, sadly, still be sick. We learned that about this lady. The Bible says in verse 33, neither could be healed of any. Of all the doctors she'd been to, of all the money that she had spent, she was not any better. In fact, she was worse. We read not only in Luke, but we read about her in Mark as well. And we also read about her in the book of Matthew. This is the shortest of all the Gospels when it talks about this lady that had an issue of blood. And so how important is your health? Now, I want to say, to begin with, in saying that I'm not against doctors and I'm not against medicine. I'm not anti-going to the doctor and I'm not anti-taking medicine. If you're sick and you need to go to the doctor, by all means, go to the doctor. But what I am thinking about is, and what I would say I would be against, would be doctor dependency. Now, my wife's mama just passed away last year. She was 99 years old. Her career, when she was working, she was a nurse. And she just enjoyed exceptional health almost all of her life. She had never really been sick until just right there at the end of her life. And we used to go visit her, and, you know, her being way up in her 90s even, she'd talk about this person being sick and this person going to the doctor. And she called me Wynn. She said, "Wynn, if you ever start going to the doctor, you'll never stop." And boy, she had some wisdom there about her concerning that. If you ever start going to the doctor, you'll never get stopped. And so what we're against is being doctor dependent or being medicine dependent, especially if the treatment that is being given out is not doing the person any good. But sadly, many times that is the case. So your health is very, very important. I also want to read a verse from 2 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 12. Here's a good principle to live by. Paul said, "For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you word." Paul talks there about living a life of simplicity and godly sincerity. And here's what I want to point out: not with fleshly wisdom. Now, fleshly wisdom, the wisdom of this world, is anti, many times, or it is opposite the wisdom of God. The world says one thing, God's word says another thing. Paul said we're not to live our lives by fleshly wisdom. Now, we've been talking about health here on Blessings of Liberty. You lose your health, and what we're talking about being a good steward over our health. This is a blessing that God has given us, and we're to be good stewards of the blessings of God. Health is not a complicated matter, but sickness is. Health is not an expensive matter. A lot of times people say, "Oh, I can't afford to eat healthy. I can't afford to do this. I can't afford to do that." Health is not an expensive matter compared to being sick. Sickness is a very expensive matter. And those of you that have been sick or maybe had an unexpected trip to the doctor or the hospital and the bills start pouring in, you know what I'm talking about. Sickness is an expensive matter. Now, we began this study by saying there were 7 foundations that we needed for healthy living, and we find all of them in the first couple of chapters of the Bible. What we've looked at so far is air, water, and food. Then we also said we need sunshine, exercise, rest, and faith. Today we're going to look at the subject of sunshine. You need sunshine in order to have good health. Now, I'm not a doctor and I do not write prescriptions. But if I was, I would say, here's a prescription for everybody, and the best thing about it is that it is free. I told Noah today as we were coming into the radio station, I said, I don't know if the weather was going to cooperate with my lesson today or not. I didn't know if the sun was going to shine. Started out cloudy today, but the sun, well, for right now anyway, the sun is out, and sunshine is a good thing. Now, fleshly wisdom. You think about this just a little bit. Now, we're going to look in the Bible again, and we're going to see some things the Bible says about sunshine. But fleshly wisdom says sunshine is bad for you. Stay out of the sun. Cover up from head to toe. And if you have to be out in the sun, lather up. Lather up. Make sure you put on sunscreen and all this stuff. Now, if you get to really studying about it, a lot of sunscreens that are out there, not all of them, but a lot of them have chemicals in them that are actually cancer-causing. Homosalate, octisalate, oxybenzone, avobenzone, these are common ingredients in sunscreen, but they are also known to be cancer-causing agents. So fleshly wisdom says, don't go out in the sun, and if you do, rub this all over your body, but what you're being told to rub all over your exposed areas of your skin causes cancer. It's been proven to cause cancer. There's even a warning along with these ingredients. So that's fleshly wisdom. It says you better lather up. You're going to get skin cancer. Yet in spite of all the prevention and of all the advertising and of all the information that is out there, the dermatologist has a booming business. The cancer centers of our nation are full. I had to go to Winston just a few weeks ago and visit a couple of friends that were down there. There's a whole new, and if you've ever been to Baptist, it's a huge hospital. It's got a whole new wing, the cancer center. And that is, and I was talking with my friend that I went with. I said, look at all this whole, I'm talking about multi-million dollar building just in and of itself. All of this dedicated to nothing but to the treatment of cancer. And this is one hospital in one city, in one state. And every city and many times small cities and places, cancer, cancer, cancer. I hear about it every week. Somebody else has cancer. Somebody else is going for tests. The cancer centers are full. We are plagued with every ailment, no pun intended here, but we're plagued with everything under the sun. We're plagued with everything from depression to diabetes to cancers and all kinds of sicknesses in spite of all the information, all the talk about prevention and all of these things. So that's just some things to think about. Fleshly wisdom is evidently not getting the job done. We need to have some godly wisdom about what we do. Now, I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible is true. And whatever the Bible speaks upon, it is an authority in that matter. I'm going to take just a few minutes, and I don't think I'll get done with this whole lesson. But I want to look today at what the Bible says about the sun, S-U-N. And there is a great comparison in the Bible between the S-U-N, sun, and the S-O-N, talking about the Son of God. But if we look in the Bible three ways at sunshine, we can look at it spiritually, what it says. Mentally, the Bible has something to say about the sun and our mental well-being. And then we can look at it physically as well. First of all, spiritually, what do you think in the Bible when you think about the sunshine? What does the Bible say about the sunshine? Well, the very first thing that the Bible says about the sun is in Genesis chapter number 1, and it talks about there, and I'm not going to read all these verses, but in verses 14 through verse number 19, I'm going to summarize by saying God made two great lights, one to rule the day and one to rule the night, and that's talking about the sun and the moon. And it says in the last verse, verse number 18, the last part of the verse, it says, and God saw that it was good. Now, when God created the sun, God said that it was good. And the sun, all throughout the Bible, is good. is mentioned as being good, and it is also associated with healing. Now, for example, Malachi chapter 4, verse number 2, the Bible says over there, "But unto you that fear my name shall the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness arise with healing in his wings." Now, that is comparing the S-U-N and the S-O-N. It is referring prophetically to the Messiah, to the Christ, and the coming of the Messiah. And he's referred to as the Son, or he's compared to the Son, S-U-N, the S-O-N, arise with healing. Healing, we're talking about health. We're talking about getting better, not just going to the doctor. "But the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." So the Lord is compared to the Son and is associated with healing. Let me read Psalms chapter 67 and verses 1 and 2. "God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us." Selah, that means think about that. When you say the word shine, you think about sunshine. And here the Bible is talking about God's face shining upon us. Verse 2, "that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations." God is interested in healing. God is interested in health, according to the Bible. Psalms chapter 84 and verse number 11, we're going to look over there. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield," S-U-N. "The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." And over in the New Testament, John chapter 1, verse 4, talking about Jesus Christ, "in him was life, and the life was the light of men." The Lord Jesus is compared to a light. So we just bring out those few verses there to point out that when it comes to sun, when it comes to sunshine, God says that it is good. What does the world say? The world says it's bad. Cover up. Don't go out in it. Cover, all this stuff. But God says in his word that it's good. It's associated with healing. Now, that's spiritually, mentally. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. This is written by Solomon. And let me just say something about Solomon. Solomon was a great observer of nature. He noticed what was going on. Our fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers, they observed things. We may laugh at Grandpa who says he plants his corn by the moon. But you know, in Genesis, the Bible says that God gave that chapter 1 that I referred to, verses 14 through 19, God gave the sun, the moon, and the stars for signs and for seasons. That is what the Bible says. So people say, and that's not witchcraft to plant by the moon, to plant by the signs. God gave the moon. God gave the stars for signs. And so we might laugh at that, but I'll tell you, they grew a better garden than most people can grow today. Well, I don't want to get off on that, but Solomon was an observer of nature. And he noticed things. Here's what he said about the sun in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 7. He said, "Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun." Now, I say the Bible speaks well of the sunshine. But you can go to science. You can go to somebody that wouldn't say that doctors wouldn't know this, but study after study has shown the good effect of sunshine and warmth. Now, I've mentioned this before. When I lived in the great Northwest, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, that area of our country, Montana, Wyoming, that's known as the Northwest part of our country. And the North as a whole, the northern states experience more of this, what is called SAD, seasonally affective disorder, and where they do not get a lot of sun during the winter time. A lot of people, they're affected by this, and it causes depression, and it's from a lack of light. It's from a lack of sunshine. Sunshine is good for us. Here in Ecclesiastes, Solomon, he contrasts the light and the darkness. He said in verse 7, the light is sweet, it's a pleasant thing for the eyes to behold the sun. Verse 8, but if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. And so he contrasts the light and the darkness. The light is good, the darkness is bad. Verse 9, he said, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. He's talking here about cheer. He's talking about the sight of the eyes. He's talking about removal of sorrow. And our mental health affects our physical health. Proverbs 15, verse 13 says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. And whether we recognize it or not, or admit it or not, the weather does affect our mental outlook. Just a few weeks ago at church, it was a Sunday morning, and it was one of the first real pretty days that we'd had in a long time. Now, I have pastored for over 20 years, and I have noticed this. You'll have a better service at church when the weather is pretty than if you come and it's all dreary and cold and rainy. It sets the mood. And we might think we're real spiritual and that doesn't affect us, but I have seen it over the years. You let people come in and the sun's shining, especially after it's been bad for several days. You let the sun come out, people, they got a smile on their face. They got a little more of a hop in their step, you might say. They're more talkative. They have a brighter outlook. It does affect people, mentally speaking. And so Solomon said, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Spiritually, mentally, I've taken longer on that than I meant to. Physically, we'll say just a little bit and we'll wind it up today. David said this in Psalms 139, verse 14. He said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The more I study the Bible, the more I study life in general, our bodies, our health, all these things are tied together. The more I study, the more I'm amazed I am at the wisdom of God in creation. Truly, like David said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so God made the sun and he said it is good. Well, what's good about the sunshine? Well, one very important thing about the sun is that is where we get vitamin D from. We get vitamin D from the sun. Now, you do not actually get vitamin D from the sun. And this is not a real technical explanation of this, but what actually happens when we are in the sun, we get what is called UVB, ultraviolet band, from the sun. And there's a lot of different ways to explain that, but it's called UVB. UVB is absorbed through our skin. It is carried to our liver, where it is then converted to vitamin D and made usable to the body. You have to have vitamin D in order to have good health. A lot of times people have something wrong with them and they'll go through all kinds of tests and they'll say, well, you got a vitamin D deficiency. Now, here's the good news about vitamin D. You do not have to lay in the sun and lather up like a baked potato and get roasted and burnt. That is not good for you. But you can get vitamin D Everything I've read says about 20 minutes a day. That's not anything excessive. You can get that. Go on a short walk, mow the yard, rake some leaves, work in the flower garden. It's easy to go outside for 20 minutes a day in the sunshine. And if you will do that, you will receive the vitamin D that you need. Now, sunburn is bad. Tanning beds are bad. You can go to an excess of anything. You can stay out in the sun so much you look like a piece of leather. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about getting burnt to a crisp. But we're talking about getting the sun, the amount of sunlight that you need. It also is absorbed through our eyes. A lot of times we say, wear sunglasses. Solomon said it's a pleasant thing for the eyes to behold the sun. That sun needs to be unfiltered. I'm not talking about looking directly into the sun, but just the natural sunlight you get from being outside without sunglasses on. It is good for you. Now, not all sunscreens are toxic. You can study on that. There's all kinds of information. I'm not saying don't wear it, but I'm saying I wouldn't put on some of them. Usually you can go buy this. If it's real cheap, it's probably not real good for you. That's like a lot of things in life. But the good news is, boy, vitamin D or sunshine, it's free. The bad news, most people, studies have shown, are vitamin D deficient. You think about it. We live inside. We work inside. We stay inside for heat in the winter, air conditioning in the summer. I read one article by the Harvard Medical School. And it said, vitamin D in your health, breaking old rules, raising new hopes. And it said, vitamin D deficiencies were rare when most men rolled up their sleeves to work in sunny fields. There's all kinds of information along these lines. Articles that I found, 9 ways the sunshine can boost our health. Is sunshine a miracle cure? Why you shouldn't shun the sun? 10 reasons why sun is good for our health, sunshine, and mental health. 15 reasons why the sun is good for you. There's a lot of information out there. Let me just give you some of the things that I found quickly. Being in the sunshine, moderation we're talking about. Being in the sunshine, Solomon said it's a good thing. It's a good thing for the eyes to behold the sun. Being in the sunshine, number one, cheers you up. Number two, reduces heart disease. This is studies that have been done. Number three, prevents diabetes. Number four, beats SAD. That's seasonally affective disorder or depression. Number five, helps prevent MS. Number six, prevents cavities, strong bones, strong teeth. Used to be that in our country there was a problem with rickets, and they started fortifying milk with vitamin D. Rickets are unheard of today because of the introduction of vitamin D in milk. Number seven, relieves aches and pains. Number eight, it reduces risks of cancers, especially breast cancer and prostate cancer. Number nine, it boosts fertility. Number 10, gives more energy. Most people say, boy, I've been out in the sun, I feel a whole lot better. It eases bowel disorders, helps skin conditions, psoriasis, acne, eczema, boosts your immune system, and helps lose weight. Well, that's just a few of the benefits of being in the sun. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 10:31, for whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. I heard a preacher a while back. He said, give your best to the master while you have your health. He was losing his health, and he realized how precious it was. Well, our time is quickly come and gone today. We do appreciate you listening in to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. And Noah's going to come give our contact information. Have a great day. God bless.
You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church that's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.